Welcome to this podcast with L'Enfant Yvon. L'Enfant Yvon speaks the truth. Not its truth, but the truth. That might be difficult to grasp for some of the listeners, which immediately would react to it, rather than profoundly listening to understand what that means. Here is at least a try to showcase what it might mean. Today's topic is resilience, a double-edged sword. Everywhere we turn, there is one word echoing for some decades already. Resilience. It's praised as the key to facing life's challenges. Well, if that is so, why are globally mental cases surging as never seen before? Might it be privately or professionally related? At the end, both is one. Because if on one side it doesn't work out, it means also on the other side it's not gonna last. So what is the hidden cost to it? People call it they're stressed. Fair enough. Let's use this word for now. But what causes stress? Let's dissect it to its root. There is intelligence. And to elaborate intelligence, that which is, it can't be thought, it can't be imagined. Not even illusion comes close to it, any kind of. And then there is clever, which is manipulative, playing games, marginalizing. Just to serve self-interests. Now if we put these two as opponents, that's what causes stress, to simplify a very in-depth psychological explanation which might need some more education. So now that stress is clear or clarified, and resilience is the topic. Is pushing ourselves to always be strong leading to bigger problems? It's a valid question to ask. Usually it's very common to admire those who seem unbreakable. Yet we always hear later on, beneath the tough surface, there was just ignorance, silently, crying for help. But now what? Does promoting toughness help, as of the intention of the word? Anyone? Well, the numbers reflect no. And this is why I suggested before not L'Enfant Yvon's truth, just the truth. The numbers are not the ones from Le Fond Yvonne. The numbers are from very official places. One can just Google it. And suddenly, they reveal. It is always just a matter where one puts the attention to. And suddenly, it is very present. But does rethinking resilience bring upon any change? Since its foundation is not genuine, but ingenuine, the answer is no. And this is why an oversimplification would only lead to the theater that is fought out there. And the fact is also complexities and pressures are increasing. And that doesn't support a way out. So, how to tackle such mental violence? And the reason I, as a speaker, use the description of mental violence is when it doesn't work out, the resilience, the result of it is burnout, depression, anxiety, amongst other diagnoses. Therefore, it must be a violence that occurs, in that case mentally, so non-physical, which can lead the brain to such outage. The society calls it failures, which is a very mistake because failure would imply it was winning or right at the beginning, which cannot be the case, seeing the numbers that speak more than words. But how to get out of such marginalizing practices? This is a very fair question to ask. At the end, one has to see a picture about the theater of personalities. There is a quiet battle waged. And it's not one of swords and shields, but of mind against intelligence, illusion against reality. And it is a clear struggle between clever and intelligent. And to elaborate on the clever's practices, it's a game of illusion, a mastering of manipulation, but especially constant deception. It's waving tails by serving frameworks, which manipulate perceptions, always with the attempt to exert a non-physical violence towards intelligence. Now, don't believe the speaker. Just look at what is explained as the processing of a brain and how it processes information, which the speaker pointed out. And one will then see that, oh, this is so. Now what? All that knowledge is available. Might the listener take it from neuroscience, psychology, clinical psychology, or psychiatry, or any other specialized profession that is concerned with the brain, its processing, and at the later stage, the bodily effects. It is very difficult in such an environment where the human separates by using the concept of self, for many known as ego, and masks, which even law defines as persona from the Latin word masks. So somewhat the connotation is not that far away from the root understanding of what it is. Just a play. Unfortunately, the play has causalities. And unfortunately, when properly observed, being truly present, without most sincere, those causalities are not just human based. They touch upon every other organism and obviously nature. And that's what makes it a worldly problem. But even problem, as hard as it sounds, just means factually something to be solved. The question that the speaker asks is, humanity has been trying, at least if history is correct and what has been written down, for so many times to solve things. And to make things a very broad word, meaning whatever can be identified as a problem. And yet the results are not necessarily very great. What certainly stands out is the standards for livelihood is longer, given housing, facilities, and so on. Yes, and that's an evidence So no one can claim on this topic that there hasn't been an evolution. But if separating, let's say, the materialism as an evolutionary evidence, has humanity as such psychologically developed? And with a truthful observation, all that seems to be reality and evident is only that even though there are still physical violent activities going on, to be more precise, like wars or fights and some other ways of expressing this way of doing, and please don't take this spoken easily or marginalizing. There is no sense, if one observes it truthfully and speaks sincerely, to do any of such activity. Yet there is certain context why those activities are performed. And I leave this openly into the room to those specialists who are capable to argue why. The speaker cannot. The speaker can't find any valuable argument to it. The speaker can hear arguments, but not value any of it. Since at the end, a human is a human. And anything that separates a human into any other form is made out of mind. Therefore, mind must be the troublemaker. And I did not lose the subject of the very beginning, resilience. This all goes together, painting the picture of differentiating what causes it and what is experiencing it. To simplify, out of just actual possibilities, let's say I'm sitting by a lake, watching the cloud in the morning, the beautiful forest, a full moon, there are birds flying around, some fishes jumping out. There is no reason to use mind in the context of illusions. Only mind in the context of processing information, which is its core work. It's there to mechanically connect the dots so that the brain, representing intelligence, can grasp the surroundings. But there is an entity which might disturb that. A thought. Again, remaining very simple before moving on to so many other details which have been mentioned at the beginning. Now there could be a thought saying, I don't like this bird. Suddenly the entire environment is disturbed. Or I don't like the boat floating over the lake. It disturbs the image. Suddenly, there is again a disturbance of intelligence. Or one tree is a bit too red rather than the green one, which only thought can make such illusions up. Based on conditioning, there is nothing else that creates thoughts. At least to the speaker's observation and so many before the speaker who spoke already about such observations and understandings of processing within one's brain. It is fascinating how, when there is no mind, and Lafon Yvon doesn't say this in the context of no mechanical processing, not at all. This is very necessary for the brain to function. Otherwise, how to speak, how to use words, how to remember them, and so on. Let's just keep things for what they are, simply. But a state of no mind, so it can be called, which only means no thought, while keeping the processor as a mechanic, very sharp for intelligence, not the other way around. Well, then suddenly, to distinguish using cleverness as a description for thoughts, there is no need for marginalization, any manipulation. Therefore, a makeup of stories and a mask to wear in order to convey such hallucinations. Because since no intelligence without mind is capable to see any of that masquerade, all these tools which are deceptive and inhuman, as observed globally throughout history, it is not necessarily a human innate ability in the context of human, whole, sane, loving, peaceful, giving. Now, if a human is defined with violence too, then obviously through that connotation, it changes the description. Why Lafon Yvon speaks so freely is to showcase again the context which is made out of minds, recognizing its faculty, why it's used, changes views, but only for those using mind, not necessarily in its actual best fulfilling mechanical way to serve intelligence, but more of to serve an imaginative how could you call this? Since it's not existence related, existence doesn't need illusions. So far the experience of the speaker And even though so many try to convey the speaker of so much more, the speaker has never made it in 36 years to ever experience hallucinations as an experience of existence. But perhaps one might call it an experience of dream state. Please correct me. I can be wrong too. But that's at least how it occurs to l'enfant Yvan. And while sitting here, as the simplified example I spoke beforehand, the speaker is actually sitting in front of a lake with a beautiful mountain top, a cloud, birds and fishes, and the forest changing its colors, which is due to season, with a full moon and a slowly morning upcoming sun. And is only concerned towards and for the sanity of an individual, therefore a human. Which by the word being very much sums it up what it is. Being, no thought. No disturbing actions within the brain or the surrounding. If that peace would be worldly, accessible to every human, resilience wouldn't be necessary. The causalities of resilience not working at all wouldn't be happening, and yet it all does. And why did I put this as opposites is to showcase that there is no balance, which must be evident if it's so, that works or exists, since it implies to suffer and to unsuffer. When the very understanding of the moment is it doesn't need neither or, more of a state zero, you can say, since everything just is when it is not falsified by the imaginative capabilities that mind can do. Suddenly there is no violence. And if there is no violence, there is no word to describe such experience from existence by existing. And that's not oversimplified. That's just the truth. without adding any complexities. It's a very diverse perspective. Perhaps it's just vision. Whatever it is, it seems to be the only human experience of value. So at least to Lofoivo. Perhaps this gave you an insight. Seeing the actuality versus the unreality. Perhaps this suggested what brings one to have no need for resilience or any need to try it, but perhaps just go and sit somewhere, experience life when there is no theater going on, and watch it just happen. Beyond any hallucinations that are expressed, conveyed, that need force to be implied towards another because they're simply not true. So it must need force. But what is true has no force, needs no strength. Not even necessary any effort. It just flows. And if one is by sanity, one can actually see that it is so. Have a great day, a good night, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you are on this turning ball. That could be so peaceful. It could be. At least the speaker was capable of experiencing such peace and sharing it with an unknown audience. Au revoir.